Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Of course, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week. And this week, we will be interviewing emergency managers, public health officials, and weatherologists, and meteorologists, I should say. And Stan Olson, our local weather guy, local meteorologist, Q92's meteorologist. Whenever we want to know something, we just give Stan a call. Right, Stan?
Right.
Did you know your Art Maynard made you the official Q92 weather guy?
That's what I've heard, but I think I'm unofficial.
Well, you do a great job of keeping records. That's why I've asked Stan to come in. He has some very interesting weather stories for Lacaparl County. And, of course, Stan, why don't you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your background, where you grew up and stuff like that.
Okay. Born and raised here. Other than college and the Army, I've only lived two places in my life, and they're two farm places a mile and two-thirds apart. The last 52 years, I've lived about 3 miles straight northwest of Madison on a farm. And I graduated from Madison in 1965 and went to college and went in the Army and back home farming for 33 years. And
now retired.
Retired 14, yep.
And one of your hobbies is what?
Keeping track of precipitation where I live.
Yep, and you have some amazing records that you have kept over the years. How did you get started in that, Stan? What interest do you in doing something like that?
Well, when we were living on the farm northwest of Madison in the Nassau Corner, we had a tornado come through there in August of 1957, and I was only 10 years old. And I can remember that day, even earlier in the day before the tornado hit. And I guess ever since I was 10 years old, I've kind of been interested in weather and stuff. And then when I started farming in 1978, I kept track of precip spring through fall when I started farming. And I didn't do it as detailed as I do now, of course, because now I do it for the Soil and Water Conservation here in town. And then they send it to the Minnesota Climatological Network is where they send it to. So.
Oh.
And I've been doing that since 2002. So this will be my 22nd year then.
Have you ever missed a day of keeping records?
No,
you haven't. I know it.
Well,
that's why I asked that.
I don't keep. I keep track of the temperature for the high just in my diary that I keep, but it's not official. But I just do the precip, and if it rains, if it rains, the 24 hours before I keep track or write it down. 8 o'clock in the morning is when I. So if it rained, 24 hours before. But I don't write anything down if it doesn't rain. And I only write it down if it's 0.05 or more on a sheet of paper that I send in.
Okay.
And otherwise, I just leave under 0.05 in the gauge and then just add it to it the next time because, under 0.05 isn't much.
But. So what's your daily routine then? Where is your rain gauge on your farm?
Well, I've actually got two of them. I got one I can look out the dining room window and see about how much it is, and then I got one farther out.
That rain gauge is connected to your window then, or out?
No, it's 10 feet from the house.
Oh, okay.
On a post. Both of them are on just a fence post.
Okay.
And then I write down if we got rain. Yep. I try to do it 8 o'clock in the morning and stuff, but that's the time of day that I always do it. So anyway.
Awesome. And as I mentioned, I've asked Stan to come in because he keeps great records of rainfall, temperatures, snowfall, and it's for the soil and water. What kind of system, what kind of thing is that then? What is that?
Well, I don't know if they use that locally, through the Soil and Water Conservation, but they're kind of the median, I think, between sending it down to the cities, And there's, I think there's thousands of people around the state that do what I do. And it's by county, In our county now, I think there's a total of 8 of us that do it.
Okay.
It's varied from year to year all the way from.
Do you know who these people are and where they're located in the county?
I know. Okay. Rosemary Weber, west of the 5 mile corner, she does it. And then there's a guy, I can't think of his name, Johnson, out by Baxter Church.
Okay.
And then there's the one down by Boyd. And then the city of Madison does it. And City of Dawson does it, and I don't know who a couple of these other people are.
Okay. But there's 8 in the county.
Right now there is, yeah.
That report to the soil and conservation.
We have this monthly sheet.
Okay.
That
that's what I'm holding in front of me here.
No, this no, I don't have that along. This is the yearly one.
Okay.
You know, it's got, so I write it down for the whole year. But we sent it in monthly. Then after the month is over, we sent it into town here, and then they send it on.
All right. Well, let's talk about now. Listen up. This is really interesting. If you're interested in weather or whatever, Stan does a great job at Loch Prow County, and he has some stats that he wants to share with us.
I got a lot of stats here, but we don't have time. But anyway,
we'll take time. Go ahead.
Okay. The rainfall that I had last year, and this is melting the snow too, and I had 27.68 inches in 2023, and for the calendar year in 23. I wrote down 40 inches, and I don't keep track or try to measure it out in the country because it, you know, it's out open country. So whatever Maynard says you got in town, that's what I write down as far as how much, I mean, inches of snow. And the gauge, you know, that I have is about 4 inch in diameter, and I have that, whatever snow catches in that, I bring it in and melt it, and then that's how much water. And then, a gauge that's only 4 inches in diameter doesn't catch it all because it's usually, the wind is usually blowing. But it was so... So unusual, the different times we had rain this last year. Okay, in July, I only had 1.02 inches. And then in August, I had 5.08. And then in September, I had 1.81. And then in October, I had 5.63. I wrote down rain 9 times in October to come up with that 5.63.
Okay.
So anyway, okay, well... And last year we didn't have any storms or anything that I know of. Anybody had hail or anything, at least not northwest of town we didn't.
Okay.
So, okay, the next thing we'll talk about is I've got stats here for Lac La Parle County going back to 1972 through 2022. So that's exactly 50 years. And in those 50 years, the number of people that observed or do what I do, it ranged anywhere from the least was 2, and then 1 year in 2009, 2010, there was, or 11, there was 14 of us around the county. But now in 2022, there was a total of 8 of us. But anyway, I added up all the precip, average precip for Lac La Parle County for those 50 years, and I added this up twice to make sure I got the numbers. It came out to be exactly 1,280 inches of rain. The average in Lac La Parle County for those 50 years.
50 years. How much rain in 50 years?
1,280 inches. Exactly. It wasn't even like 100th or 200th. It was right on the inch. I thought that was great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, anyway, in those 50 years, the average precip for Madison was 25.6 inches. And then I've been doing it. Okay, the first 25 of those 50 years, Madison, from 72 to 70, or 1996, the average for the county was 24.82, and then the last 25 years was 26.37. So in the last 25 years, the county had like an inch and a half average more than the first 25 years. And, you know, an inch and a half in 12 months, that isn't much difference, really, you know.
Now, this is rainfall from to when? What month? The whole year?
Yeah, for the whole year.
Okay.
And then, of course, that includes melting the snow, whatever snow caught in. People would, you know, melt it and then bring it in, and then, you know, that'd be liquid, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So that's including.
So how do you bring in snow and melt it? How do you do that?
Okay. I got that big gauge, and then it's when it's done snowing, you bring it in and melt it.
Oh, the snow falls in this big gauge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then whatever snow lands in there, I bring it in and melt it, and then I got that small tube, you know, that goes on the inside.
That's right. You brought this in last year to show me that.
I didn't. Yes. I didn't bring it this year because I thought.
But last year you brought it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that small tube, is only about an inch wide, and it's a foot long, and 1 inch of rain in that is 1 inch in that foot. But anyway, then I dump it in, the rain from, or the liquid from the snow, I dump it in that small gauge, and then that's what I write down as far as liquid, you know, for that 24 hours.
Interesting. Okay. But I didn't mean to cut you off there. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Yep. And then, like I said, I've been doing it for, 21 years now, and my average where I live is 25.15, and the county average for those same 21 years was 25.67. Wow. So that's only half an inch difference.
Yeah, about
you
the
know.
Same.
Yeah, about the same. But okay. Anyway, what else?
Can I ask a few questions here?
Sure.
So what's the driest year for in Lacapra County?
Yeah, okay.
And the wettest.
Yeah. Of all the years that I've been keeping track, and, well, even for 1970, I think the strangest thing, weirdest thing on this, all these records, was the driest and wettest year. In 1976, the Lacapra County average was 9.79 inches. And the next year, 1977, was the most ever.
Wow.
And the county average was 36.2, but Madison's average in 77 was 41.23. So there's like over 31 inches difference from one year to the next.
Wow. So you went to the driest year to the wettest year.
Yeah, in consecutive years.
Wow.
And it was that over 31 inches difference.
That's kind of like we did last year in the winter. I mean, we had how many inches of snow last year?
I think I wrote down 60 inches last year and this. And
60 inches 60. Last year. And
And I don't know if we've had 25 this year probably.
No, not even close.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Interesting.
Let's see. What
only
else?
9 inches of rain in 76.
I remember.
So you're
that.
I graduated.
Yeah, I started farming in 77. Or 78. I mean, okay. 78. But I was home then, but I don't remember. But well, we're done with those sheets. We'll go to. Oh, let's see.
He's got a lot of information here in front of us.
I got
a page through it here.
Okay, go to the one where it says. Drought years in Lacapra County.
Okay, got it. Drought years in Lacapra.
Okay. Those of you that farmed and were lived around here in 1976 and beyond will remember 1976 and 1988, the two drought years we had. In 1976, like this was the driest year, you know, that Madison had ever had. Madison had 9.24 inches. And temperature-wise, in 1976, there were 68 days in 1976 that were 90 degrees or more.
What?
Yep, and 14 of those 68 days were 100 degrees or more.
Wow.
So you can about imagine with that little precip and that heat, there wasn't hardly any crop.
No.
Okay, then you go to 1988, and Madison had 19 inches that year, 10 inches more than the year before. But it came at the wrong time to help the crop because there were 59 days in 1988 that were 90 or more, and 24 of those days were 100 degrees or more.
1988.
Wow. So it's no wonder there wasn't much of a crop. But I think that's really
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And then I got on July 31st and August 1st of 88. It was 110 degrees those 2 days.
Oh, yeah. So, 110 degrees July 31st and August
1st.
And that's what year? 88?
1988, yep.
Okay. Yep. Wow. Scorcher.
Yep, no kidding.
So that's the hottest, year and the less precipitation.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, interesting. What else you got?
Okay, go to the next page. Most precip in a month from 1940 to... Well, 2011.
1940, we're going back, okay.
Yep. Okay, and then you see the most precip each month in those years. And the most precip in June was in 1953. It was a little over 10 inches.
In 1 month?
In 1 month, yep.
1953.
Okay.
10 inches.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, there's some other stats I'm not going to give. Okay, then you go to look down in the bottom where it says temperature in February and March of 1977, and 1977, like I said, was the wettest year we've ever had. There were in 1977, there were 92 days of measurable precip that year.
Wow.
And the winter of 1976 and 77, there was only 20 inches of snow. And in February of that year, there were 16 days. The daytime high was above 32 degrees.
Which in February.
In February.
I wonder if we beat that this year. Probably.
Yeah, I bet. If we didn't, we came awful close, I think, yep. Because here in February 11th and 12th was 54 and 53. But
that'd be interesting to look that up, yeah.
And then on April 10th and 11th, it was 92 degrees.
How about March that year of 77?
Oh, okay. I've got
one day in March, the daytime high was not above 32 degrees. March 24th and 25th, it was 70 degrees. Wow.
Yeah. I've got the precip somewhere here for the precip for 1977 when we had so much. I think I got it here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here. The very last page where it says rainfall of 3 inches or more.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, in 1977... Like I said, Madison had 41.13 inches for the year. And in March of 77, Madison had 7.15 inches of precip. And then they wrote in parentheses, on March 12th, had 3.3 inches of rain on the 12th of March. Can you imagine that much? And then we go down the line here. April was 2.5. May was over 3. June was over 3. July, 4. August, just about 6. September, just about 5. So that all added up to a little over 41 inches.
And what year?
77.
The wettest year.
Yep. Right after the drought.
The driest year.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting stuff there, Stan.
Oh, there's other stuff here, too.
Go ahead.
No.
You got some? What do you got?
Oh,
this fascinates me, actually. It's amazing that you keep these records like this. It's great.
Okay.
How are we doing this year, you think? For wettest.
The first 3 months now?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody had a bunch of rain in December this last year, you know, around Christmas. I had 3.54 inches of rain in December.
Not snow, rain.
Rain. And it never turned to snow, any of those. And the ground wasn't froze, so every bit of it soaked in. So, man, we're going to be in good shape now for this spring, coming up.
Spring. Even though we didn't have a lot of snow.
No, but we
no snow melt.
Yeah. Well, now when this last snow we had that 6-7 inches, whatever. When I brought the gauge in and melted it, it was only 6,500 of water in there, so I know it didn't all catch it because it was really wet snow. But anyway, that's what caught it. And I had it west of the garage, so it'd be out of the wind because I knew it was going to be windy. So whatever it is, the number of inches of snow doesn't really mean anything. It's how much water was in it. I know it makes a difference if you got to move the snow, but when it comes to actually
like this last snowfall is all wet.
Yeah, but it was only 6,500 in my gauge, but whatever it is.
Stan, you are amazing keeping these stats. I love these sheets you put in front of me here. What's the most as we close out here? What's the most that you've ever? What's fascinated you most about stats that you were when you were doing your homework for this? Anything stand out?
Well, just like I said. The difference between the precip between 1976 and 97, go from 9 inches to 41 inches. I mean, that's unreal. I mean,
that must have took care of the drought like overnight.
Yeah, it did, and I think everybody thought, it's going to take us a couple of years to
get back to normal.
To get the subsoil back to where it should be.
I don't remember that. That's the year I graduated from high school, and then I went to college that year. I don't remember that.
But I just remember. I was going to college after high school. I think a lot of people remember the winter of 1968 and 69 when we had over 100 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And I was going to college up in Morehead State, and we'd come home once in a while down home on Highway 75, and the farther south we got to home, the more snow you could tell there was. Didn't get home too many times that winter for all the snow and wind we had.
Stan, what do you like about your job here that you're doing?
I don't know.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. It
keeps you going.
Yeah. I'm a person that likes statistics and stuff. And, of course, being a farmer, precipitation means a lot and stuff, But I'll just keep doing it.
What amazes about your stats is, from where you live to town here, what is that? How different could that be?
Well, in the summertime, when you get those thunderstorms, that can vary from half mile to half mile, you know.
Right.
But as a rule, if you get a general rain, just that 3 miles, it can be off a tenth or two.
Okay.
But otherwise,
All right. Real good, Stan. Thanks for coming in. We're going to make you a yearly thing here during Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Well, I just hope we don't have any more windstorms like we had the last two years ago on May 12th and then again on Memorial Day, because those were two bad ones.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about bad storms. We'll have to do that next year. Thanks, Stan, for coming in.
Yep, thanks for having me, Paul.
That's Q92's local meteorologist, Stan Olson, with some amazing stats there. during Severe Weather Awareness Week.